Oh, nearly. If these haven't come off, you know, a ram's horn kind of curves around and around.
Okay, what's a female sheep called?
Ewe.
Okay. And sheep have what on that grows on their back?
You talking about wool?
Yes, sir. And how about a male hog? What's he called?
Boy, now that's one you didn't use
okay.
much.
Okay.
What you say a male hog.
Okay. Did you ever use anything else for...
No, I don't remember that we did. No.
Okay. What would you call a male hog that's been altered?
You just call him a weapon. He caught me off base here. Good gracious. As many hogs as we've killed. No. Great day. I can't even remember it now.
Okay, well, I'll just go on. Maybe we'll catch you later, man.
It'll be the same thing you got down there. I'll be surprised. Because I never did hear but this one thing.
It was like a wheel.
A wheel?
Like, in the other word, you know, like that... Does that make sense? Like, you remember we were talking about the container that you used? It has one wheel on it?
Yeah.
And you carry, you mix cement in it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the right term?
Yeah. This is a publicized term. If you were having a special sale, it'd be certain prizes or special show and sale. Such and such prizes for the bearers and such and such, let's say, for the best litter and the mother, the sow.
Okay. Would there be any other terms besides barrow?
That's the term I was thinking
okay.
about. Now, you'd spay the sow. That wasn't, it just wasn't used often because they didn't do it much in our day. But
try to get production.
Yeah.
Okay, and like a whole, full-grown pig is called what?
Well, we'd go from pig to shoat, and then to hog.
Okay, when it was first born, it was called a pig.
Pig, or baby pigs, or something like that.
Okay, and then what difference is there between a pig and a shoat? How big does it have to be a shoat?
Well, I'd say around here, after the litter had been weaned and they were on their own. And they were beginning to get, let's say, anywhere from about 75 pounds on.
75, okay.
You wouldn't likely, here in this area today, I suspect the term feed a pig, I don't know what the minimum weight is. I believe it's 60, maybe it's 50 more. Seems to me it's 65 pounds enough.
But it's above, I think.
We say feed a pig. Shoat indicates an animal. It's getting pretty good size.
Okay. And what about the stiff hair on a hog's back? What would you call those?
Just plain bristles.
All right. And the ivory things that come out of a hog's...
Tusks.
All right. And you feed hogs in a wooden... What do you call that?
Well... The old one was trough.
Okay, and if you had two or three of those, you'd say you have two or three.
Well, we'd say troughs, but we didn't feed them that way much.
Okay.
I mean, you never heard that term used much.
What'd you use?
You didn't use. You just said you'd feed the hogs.
Okay. How about? Do you have any names?
Of course, we in modern times.